It's time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd. We'll be back in just a moment.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Livestock Auction and their next sale coming Thursday, February 20th, live from the Embassy Suites in Norman, Oklahoma. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite Channel 997, that's SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30. The auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time with 36,325 head on offer, 12,780 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, 15,575 weaned calves will be sold on Thursday, February 20th. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video on a specific lot, go to the website superiorlivestock.com. As always, you can call for more information, 800-422-2117. This sale live in Norman, Oklahoma at the Embassy Suites Conference Center. You're invited to attend. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you.
Well, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Leadership Conference is going on this week in Oklahoma City, where they'll be covering state and federal agricultural policy updates and organizational updates. I spoke with Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Rod Mozell about what's coming up in these sessions.
Well, of course, this is our annual leadership conference, so it's our county leaders from all 77 counties that we have in, and so we're going to be hearing from the governor and the lieutenant governor and Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur, and then we're going to be hearing from the current Congresswoman Horn from the 5th Congressional District and her four top challengers. And this is the time when we kind of look at what all the big issues are, particularly here at the state level and a little bit at the federal level, and reiterate where we're at and what the game plan is for 2020, how we can use the time and talent that we have in the most effective way to make a difference for agriculture in rural Oklahoma.
Mozell said they'll also be reminding folks about the U.S. Census.
It's really important for us, not only from state and federal funding issues, but particularly about representation in the state Senate and state House and in Congress to get a good count in rural Oklahoma. We've been famous for having undercounts, and so we're going to be working hard to get a good count on those areas. At the state level, there's continued to be a lot of issues about ad valorem taxes. There's going to be some big issues at the legislature about water that's been used in the oil well business, how to treat that water and who owns some of that water. And so we're going to be, it's called produced water, we're going to be deeply involved in those issues and making sure to protect private property rights, whether it's land, bar ditches, or produced water.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Rod Mozell. The conference does continue throughout the day-to-day in Oklahoma City. Well, while much of the attention on the deal between the U.S. and China centers around concerns on China meeting its purchasing requirements under the agreement, there are some deadlines it has to meet. There are some deadlines for the U.S. to meet as well. Politico said on Friday that within the next 7 working days, the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and China's Customs Agency are required to sign a protocol to allow for the importation of U.S. potatoes. China's also required by February 24th to formally recognize the U.S. dairy safety system is as safe as its own, as well as allow imports of American pork that's been inspected by the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service. China's also required by March the 14th to lift its ban on U.S. pet foods containing ruminant ingredients and to eliminate cattle age requirements for imports of U.S. beef and beef products. The two sides are also required by that same date to begin technical discussions intended to pave the way for China to import U.S. breeding cattle. You've got farm news on Ron.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.